people have begun applying for the impending vacancy on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Justice David Prosser has announced plans to retire at the end of July. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, Governor Walker may have a long list to choose from, along with plenty of advice.
Governor Walker expects a mix of judges and attorneys to apply for the seat that Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice David Prosser is leaving. Walker told WHBY Radio in Appleton that it will be at least a four-year job.
I would imagine for an appointment that won't stand for election until 2020, you're probably going to have people coming out of the woodwork. So,
Prosser's term is up in 2021, but under state law, Supreme Court appointees must stand for election sooner if a year arrives when none of the seven seats are up for election. In this case, that's 2020. Former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske says there are several reasons a jurist would want to move up the ladder.
It's obviously a deep honor to be on the court. And for a lot of people, they see it sort of as a pinnacle of their legal career.
Geske predicts the governor will appoint a young conservative to replace Prosser, and she hopes it's one of the brightest and best jurists available. She says she worries about politicos storming the process.
The role of the judge is to look at it legally, not politically. And that political air that is around the court has damaged its reputation, I think, and the sense that people think that both sides have a fair shot when they go into the court.
You know, I think we're actually chasing away an awful lot of tremendous judges who really do belong on the Supreme Court, but don't want to have to go through what it takes to get there.
What it takes, according to Mike McCabe, is aligning with powerful interest groups.
Big interest groups who want to influence the court.
McCabe heads the government watchdog group Blue Jean Nation. While he worries about the intentions of those involved in the process, Rick Essenberg says partisan-leaning applicants and appointments are nothing new. Essenberg is president of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He recalls in 2004 when then-Democratic Governor Jim Doyle appointed left-leaning Lewis Butler to the state Supreme Court. He served for 4 years.
It shifted the ideological orientation of the court, and that was significant in a number of the cases that were decided over the next several years.
Essenberg also predicts Governor Walker will appoint a young conservative to the state high court. People have until May 19th to apply. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.